the third hour of the program here tonight to take your calls about anything. That's the reason we're with you. You can make your calls on these numbers, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. And those are the Pro XPN toll-free lines that will connect you with us here in the studio, which includes me, Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And you're also invited to our Skype. You can Skype in the username lrn.fm, so connect in the way that is most appropriate for you. Still to come here tonight, we're going to continue some of the NSA Thanksgiving talking points Johnny Ray brought in to share with us from a memo sent to NSA employees, allegedly prior to Thanksgiving holiday. And then also, Mark, you're going to be telling us about police arresting some black men who happen to be touring on some sort of a dance tour with a 13-year-old white girl.
That's right.
So we're going to get to that here in a moment. Apparently they arrested them simply because they were black men with a white female.
It has that sound.
But first, back to the NSA story. For those of you just tuning in, last hour we started digging into an alleged document from the NSA that goes over some talking points that NSA employees, the NSA and CSS, Central Security Service, which I had not heard of before, the CSS NSA employees are authorized to share the following information, and there are several categories here. The ones we've been through thus far include Category 1, the NSA's mission is of great value to the nation. Number 2, the NSA performs its mission the right way, lawful, compliant, and in a way that protects civil liberties and privacy, they claim.
Which, they might as well claim everything at that point.
Yeah, it's just outrageous nonsense. And then they go on to claim they perform their mission exceptionally well. They strive to be the best they can be because that's what America requires. It's part of its defense in a dangerous world. And Johnny Ray, did we get through that? We did get through that, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
And then moving on to number 4. Go ahead.
I just wanted to echo what you said before about the giving the people the impression that they live in a dangerous world is a tried and true tactic for would-be dictators and tyrants throughout history.
Absolutely.
A scared populace is an easy populace to rule.
Yeah, they're easily manipulated. All you have to do is just show them all the scary things out there, like terrorism and drug dealers, which is, of course, all they've been doing to people in the last several decades, and then tell them how you're going to protect them from them. Now, of course, if terrorism were actually a threat, then there would be actual terrorism happening in the U.S. on a regular basis, and people should at that point have a reason to be afraid. But terrorism, so-called, happens so seldom in this country, what, like once a decade in the last 15 years or something like that?
I think it might be a little less than that, but not much.
2001.
And all the stories that we hear about in the news are usually cooked up by the CIA, the FBI.
Right, they plan, they fund,
they recruit
supply.
Some patsy, some dupe who is, you know, angry at the government for some reason, and then they talk him into going ahead and taking what they claim to be a bomb and putting it somewhere, and then they arrest the person claiming they've saved everybody from a terrorist strike.
You know, I think terrorism is so unnatural and so really rare.
Yeah,
that the CIA's job very much these days is not to protect us. They don't look for these people to keep them from doing something. Their whole job is to look for people. All right, we got to find somebody. We got to find somebody to get us to do something. He says we can get him to do something, and we can, you know, make some news and get some excitement going.
To make
here.
It look like we're actually doing something for protecting people, when in point of fact they're just ginning up the controversy.
Well, I have no doubt that many of these people that they get are, you know, angry, upset. I don't know if
they
have what it would take.
That's how they're manipulated into doing something.
I don't know if they have what it would take to do one of these terrorist attacks. And we'll never know, because the FBI gets in there and they, you know, they poke them and prod them. They tell them, oh, yeah, all the terrible things that America's done. Let's get them. Come on. You know what I got? I got a bomb. Why don't you take this bomb and you take it over there and you go, boom, and we'll get them.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not very genuine.
So let's continue with the NSA's talking points for their employees.
Back to the NSA memo. Number 4, the people who work for NSA are loyal Americans with expert skills who make sacrifices to help protect the freedoms we all cherish.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
It glitters. It feels good. the first bullet point. NSA brings together the best linguists, analysts, mathematicians, engineers, and computer scientists in the United States to tackle some of the hardest problems in the world. These employees, civilian, military, and contractors, are public servants who do their work knowing that their innovation and achievements serve the nation but will never be publicly recognized. Speaking to the broad point, it's tough to argue with that. I don't think it's really relevant how expert they are at what they do, because it's all about the incentives they have, and the incentives that the people who work at the NSA have are not coincident with your well-being. They're not incentivized to give you that good customer service.
But it says here, Johnny Ray, they're serving the nation. Don't you feel served?
I don't feel served. No. Service is...
The public servants.
Yeah.
Well, we have to decide what the nation is, because this is all the muddling it around.
They're using a capital N here, by the way, for nation.
I don't know what that means either. It doesn't mean anything to me. You see, whenever they use the term flag, nation, country, all that means to me is the state. It means the government.
That's right.
Because it's not me. They keep telling me I'm the government.
No,
and if I was the government, I would like to stop doing the crap that I'm doing.
Stop doing that to yourself.
Because I don't think I am, because I'm pretty sure I'm not doing that. So I'm going to set aside that nonsense. And these people work for the government. I don't sign their paychecks. They don't work for me. They've never done, they don't
public
do anything for me.
Public servant is a euphemism for someone who serves the idea of the state. In the same way that, somebody who worships a particular god, I see them in that way. They're servants like that. They serve this idea, this false idea that it's somehow appropriate to use the threat of violence on our neighbors in order to force them into doing things that the government people want them to do, or to not do things that they don't want them to do. Whenever you see the term public servant, don't be fooled by that into thinking that this person has in any way, shape, or form your interests in mind. These people are serving themselves with your money, and they are serving the idea of their master, which is the idea of the state.
You know, I spoke to a public servant here in Keene, and he was critiquing your activism.
Mm, okay.
And he said that essentially, well, why don't you, why do you want to get... what he said. It said something to the effect of... why don't you do what you do all the time instead of, taking the time to do the show or whatever? And
do activism full time?
I wasn't exactly sure what his point was, but basically, he was suggesting that, that he did his job for all the right reasons and you don't do your job for all the right reasons or something. And, basically what he was leaving out was if he didn't get a paycheck, he wouldn't have come to work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's about. I guess I'd have to sit around and think about that conversation a little bit more.
Fred Parcells?
I'm not going to reveal who it was.
I think plenty of people who join government service of all kinds are by almost all standards, fantastic people who want the best for their neighbors.
I think that's often the case.
But I'm afraid it's impossible for these people to ultimately have that positive effect they want, because the well is poisoned by the fact that when the rubber meets the road, they're demanding the money. They're not asking for it in exchange.
Based on the threat of violence.
They're not demanding the money. They're working for an organization that is demanding the money. So if you're a...
Some of them are. Some work in the tax office. They're demanding.
If you're a welfare gal who goes around and helps kids that are in abused family situations or something like that, and you do your job well... And I certainly know somebody who does this, who does their very best to not separate families, but they run up on some terrible situations. That person's not extracting wealth from me. They're simply paid by somebody who extracts wealth from
me. That's true. We'll come back with more here. The propaganda piece from the NSA delivered allegedly to their employees prior to Thanksgiving, talking points that they could utilize during dinner table conversations that might crop up, given all the publicity the NSA's gotten thus far since the summertime beginnings of the revelations from former contractor Edward Snowden, which, by the way, those revelations continue to be revealed. There's more still to come, and doesn't he even have, like, a doomsday cache of extra special stuff?
So, I'm interested in getting some bitcoins. Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip, which catches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So how do you buy bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart or almost any drugstore or convenience store, wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information, and then receive the Bitcoin safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous Bitcoins can be done in a day and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many Bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We will allow you to take control of the airwaves here toll free at 855-453. That's the Pro XPN toll free line, 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of features that are on the site there. We've got listening options. You can get tuned in to the broadband, the midband, the narrowband versions of the show. They're available 24/7. You can always get the latest episode of Free Talk Live via our live streams. Of course, there's archives you can download as well. Go back for years. Plus, there are radio stations, over 125 great stations coast to coast that air the show at various different times throughout the week. We'll be announcing a brand new station in South Carolina coming up on Saturday night, so I'm excited about that. In addition, we've got our satellite listening options, which include free-to-air satellite radio, which allows you to tune into all the great LRN.FM shows for no monthly cost. There's also the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com.
Do you love coffee as much as I love coffee? I mean, I really love coffee. I drink a pot of decaffeinated coffee every single day. Well, here's a delicious way to drink the best of the best coffee, like I'm drinking these days, and have a real impact that makes a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox coffee, and you can try 1 pound for free. You just take care of the shipping. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica beans, and it'll save you money over getting coffee at one of these, on one of these coffee shops on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. If you brew your own coffee, you'll get better coffee that's better for you, and you won't pay as much. It's really just a better choice.
And you're not the only Free Talk Live host who's taken up drinking the BuzzBox coffee. Jason Talley and Allie on Friday nights are also avid coffee drinkers, and they've both been spotted with BuzzBox coffee here in the studio.
It's great stuff. It's really good coffee. And you can get a free bag. That's all you have to do, a free pound. Just go to coffee.freetalklive.com. When you sign up for the subscription program, like I did, then 10% of future purchases will go directly to our efforts, Free Talk Live efforts, to spread freedom around the world through at least 100 World Vision microfinanced loans. I would love to have more than 100, but please go to coffee.freetalklive.com to check out our whole offer there. It's coffee.freetalklive.com. Get a free pound.
We're going to get back into this NSA memo here with the Thanksgiving Day suggestions as far as things they could talk about if the NSA, their employees, if they get confronted at the dinner table during Thanksgiving or the upcoming holiday season. We'll get back to the phones first, though, where Mark is on the line listening in Tampa, listening via LRN.FM. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight? Go ahead.
Yeah, I called last week about jury nullification.
And, yeah, sure.
On Monday, I had my first ever jury appearance, jury duty appearance.
And, how'd it go?
I did not get selected, but I found it very interesting, and maybe if I get selected for a future one, you can help me out a little bit. You know, I went to
maybe
a
you could help us out. You're kind of an expert now.
So, well, okay, I'd love to know how we could help you, but can you tell us what your experience was when you went to court? Did you have to fill out a questionnaire form in advance of going to the court, or was that something they did at the courthouse? What happened?
No, yeah, to fill out in advance, and, you go into a big group of, like, I don't know, 500 people. It was amazing how many people were there. It was actually quite organized. I was surprised. And then they break you off, and they took, like, 35 of us down to a case, and, you know, they only select 7 people out of those 35, and we get interviewed by the judge and the lawyers, the state attorney and the defense attorney. And I didn't get asked a question directly, but they asked us as a group, and, you know, you just nod your head or raise your hand or not or whatever. And, like, it was a drug trial, and first of all, it just blew my mind that they wasted time for, there was some young kid, and the count was 1 counts of possession of cocaine.
Mm.
And I couldn't even believe that something like that would go to trial. I guess I'm just naive. But
yeah, it'll go to trial if he doesn't plead out. Look, they've got to set an example of this guy. If you can't just take this stuff to trial and have us drop frivolous cases. Everybody would do it then.
Yeah, it was. I wanted to get on this one because I wanted to use jury nullification right then and there. But see, my point is,
sure.
When do you bring that up? Like, when do you bring jury? Should I have brought it up?
You don't bring up the term. Unless you live in New Hampshire, you don't bring up jury nullification as a juror. It could get you thrown off of a case. It could get a mistrial called. you don't want to give the other jurors you don't want to use that term, as I understand it. Now, I'm not a lawyer. That's not legal advice. It's just my understanding of having researched the idea of jury nullification, which is your right as a juror to judge the law itself. You can vote not guilty even if you think that the law if you think the law is bad, you can vote not guilty and basically, you know, set that person free. The time to bring it up would be in deliberations and not, again, using the term nullification, but just, you know, to simply stand on principle and say, look, this guy didn't hurt anybody, and so therefore it's wrong to put him in a jail cell. You could certainly stand on principle, I think, without using the term jury nullification.
You can do that and stand on principle, and I think that that's an admirable thing to do, but you may get farther in the jury deliberation room simply by not believing that the state has proven its case beyond
reasonable
doubt.
Yeah, but you may have a situation where the kid was busted on the side of the road with a pound of cocaine in his trunk, and he copped to it or something
Well, and then took it to trial.
True.
Indeed, that's... But I'm just saying that the first line of defense is that most jurors... Here's one of the problems I have with juries. Fewer than 1% of cases, and I think it's like a quarter of 1% of cases, actually make it to trial. Understand that of the people arrested, fewer than 1% make it to trial. Of those people in felony cases, I couldn't get numbers for misdemeanors, in felony cases, two-thirds, 60 to 66%, are found guilty at trial. If somebody went through the whole process and they were not one of the 99.75% of people who plea out or have had their cases dropped, you would think that those people would be more likely. They've taken it all the way. They've spent all the money on the attorneys to go all the way to court. Mm-hmm. You think they'd be more likely to be innocent, but in fact they're found guilty more than half the time. That says to me what we've got is a problem of jurors that people are guilty simply because they've been accused.
Charged. Absolutely.
And that means the jurors are not doing their sworn duty, that they are not holding the prosecution to the reasonable doubt level I can't remember what it's
Mark,
called.
Mark, the caller, stand by. I want to bring it back. If you've got time, we'll bring you back for more of your discussion of what happened at this jury duty incident. But I want to remind you, and I think, Mark, your suggestion is a good one, that to just simply say, I don't believe the state has proved its case. That's a safe thing to say that, you know, doesn't say anything about jury nullification. It's just a safe thing that you can say to the other jurors.
Pick apart their case.
But anyway, I want to remind you, freestateproject.org. If you think jury nullification is an important issue and you want to get together with other people who feel the same way, this is the best place to do that here in New Hampshire, because in New Hampshire we actually have a law that enshrines the right to jury nullification. It enshrines the defendant and the defense attorney have the right to talk about jury nullification, which means you as a juror would also have a right to talk about jury nullification. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. More Free Talk Live coming up.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-453. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there, which include a mobile site. You can go to M as in mobile. freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. Get quick access to our live streams as well as the podcast. Again, that's M. freetalklive.com. We've talked about forcefieldenergy.com in the past on Free Talk Live, and when we did, we told you about their amazing LED products and some of the other cool stuff that they do there at forcefieldenergy.com. We also told you that, hey, LED lighting, probably going to be the wave of the future. I know that's what I'm changing my light bulbs into.
It doesn't seem like much of a stretch,
no,
right?
No, it's not really. It doesn't seem like going out on a limb at all.
I just installed 4 LED lights in my office, and man, they provide better light. So much better than that fluorescent stuff.
And it brings costs down as far as power consumption, especially when you scale it up across, let's say, an industrial warehouse, like a big city with their power grid and all the lighting that a city would have on street lamps, for instance. That's right. The kind of installs that Force Field Energy is doing of LED lighting. They're saving companies money on their power bill. They're helping finance the installs. They're providing the product. They're installing the product, and they're getting kind of everything done for the company, so the company can just reap the benefits on the power bill and essentially have the lights pay for themselves over time. So that's why, in my opinion, this is working. They've gotten big contracts that have come through. They've gotten onto NASDAQ, as we said they were going to. Their stock ticker is FNRG. It's forcefieldenergy.com. They are a major player in LED lighting now, FNRG. It's a stock that I own. Mark, you also own the stock here, and we recommend it. But you should really do your research. Of course, investments do have risk, so take the time necessary and do your due diligence. Check out forcefieldenergy.com, and when you're ready, you'll want to buy stock ticker FNRG As we continue here with your calls and thoughts, Mark is with us in Tampa listening to LRN.FM, telling us about your jury duty experience. Mark, go ahead and continue with what you wanted to share.
Yeah, I just had one more question and one other point I wanted to make. The question was, the state prosecutor asked everybody as a group, does anybody here feel like all drugs should be legal? And, of course, I do, but I didn't know how to answer that, so I didn't say anything. But do you think if I would have answered that question in an honest way, like saying raise my hand and yes, I think all drugs should be legal, do you think that would have automatically disqualified me, or do you think the defense attorney would have fought for me to be on that trial?
Well, they likely have what they call peremptory challenges there in Florida. I mean, I'm pretty sure these are standard across the Western system, basically, where the prosecuting attorney could very well just simply cut you loose without, and there wouldn't be any way the defense attorney could object to it. It's just it's an unquestionable challenge where they just can cut. Here in New Hampshire, you get three of them. And so it doesn't matter. They could cut you because they don't like your hair. They could cut you because they don't like the way you're dressed. They don't have to say why they're cutting you. They just cut you, and you don't know. You're gone. But, yeah, absolutely. If you're going to answer that question and say that you think all drugs should be legal, then that would definitely probably get you kicked off the case.
I'd play lawyer games with these people.
Right. They lie
for,
legal.
They lie for a living. What does legal mean to you? Are tomato plants legal? Because I don't know that there's any laws making
right.
tomato plants legal. I don't think drugs should be legal. I think you should get the hell out of people's lives and get a yeah. real job and do something that actually produces something.
I agree with that point. You know, you could also say
you're not getting on a jury.
No, I'm not getting on a jury with that little diatribe.
Well, no, but you could also you don't have to. You didn't have to answer it, did you? It was just how was that asked? It was asked of the whole group, right?
Yeah, it was asked of the whole group, and you raised your hand or nodded, and then nobody said yes. But I talked to some people afterwards, and you know, a few people agreed with me that you know this is a ridiculous trial, and I wish they would have picked me because I would have voted. You know, who knows what would really happen, but.
No, I think that just staying quiet in that instance makes sense. If you were pressed, you could simply say something, I believe that all drugs should be decriminalized, you know, which is not the same as legal.
Mark, who was present? Again, I'm sorry, I missed that part of the story. Who was present while they were asking you these questions? Like the prosecutor, the defense attorney, the judge?
The judge and the defendant, the kid on trial.
And the defendant, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's typical. And likely the court clerk was there kind of
right,
refereeing everything.
Now, yeah. I thought that reading my John Grisham novels, that I thought that there were some lawyers who were really skilled at getting the right juries. When does that happen? Is that a city thing or a different jurisdictional type thing?
No, it was just like you would think. Like, they really, I mean, I've never been to one before, so I just know what I've seen on TV, but they really drill you. They didn't ask me anything, but some of the people, based on their questionnaire, they asked them a specific question, and it was, you know, it was in their favor, that, you know what I mean? Like, you had to answer in their favor, or else you could tell what they were going for.
So yeah. Tell me about the questionnaire that you filled out. Were there any questions on there that would have revealed information that you would not have wanted to be revealed? Like I had suggested in our previous conversation that I'd heard that some questionnaires will ask, you know, please list the associations you have. What member of which groups are you a member? Those kind of questions. Did you encounter anything like that? What magazines do you subscribe to? I mean, what was there anything invasive like that?
No, have you ever been, accused of a crime or convicted mm-hmm. of a crime? Have you ever, do you know anybody in law enforcement? Do you know any judges or, you know, I forget the exact terminology they use, but, you know, do you know any, like, officials, like cops or lawyers, or not lawyers, but
right.
judges? That, you know, do you have any friends or relatives? And it was only, like, maybe eight questions, and it was pretty vague.
Yeah, I always thought that it was the invasive question of it, what organizations do you belong to and what magazines do you subscribe to? Man, I can't imagine them asking that, but I'll bet they have somewhere sometime.
I believe I was asked a question like that when I was in Florida. This was more than a decade ago that I was called for jury duty down there. I didn't make it in. But, hey, I'm glad you shared your experience, Mark. Was there anything else you wanted to highlight for us?
Yeah, just one other thing they went over. The prosecutor gave his explanation of reasonable doubt, because they were saying they had to prove anything beyond a reasonable doubt. And he said his explanation, he gave an example of what reasonable doubt is. And then the defense attorney did the same exact thing, what his explanation of reasonable doubt is. And when he was given his explanation, the judge called them both up, turned the microphone off so we couldn't hear what they're saying. They came back, and then the judge said that she will explain to the jurors after the trial, you know, in deliberations, what the definition of reasonable doubt is. And I just thought that was hilarious, because how are you going to tell me how to think? It seemed like the judge was totally on the prosecutor's side.
Yeah, I wonder what this reasonable doubt thing is. I mean, it seems like there's a reasonable doubt in a lot of cases that we just don't know. Looking at the evidence and something in the past, we just don't know what happened. And there's always sort of a reasonable doubt left in people's minds. I don't really understand the statement. I find it befuddling.
Right.
What do you mean by reasonable doubt? No, I don't think aliens put it there. I think that that's pretty unreasonable. But a lot of things could have happened.
Right. And it was... I just thought it was ridiculous how she said that she will tell us what reasonable doubt is.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
well, and had you stayed through to the end of the trial and, you know, actually been there for the jury instructions, you would have thought even further that the judge was on the side of the prosecution. The judge's instructions to the jury are always very heavily weighted towards the state's. They always have something to do with, oh, well, you have to judge the case based on the law as I tell you. And this is what one of the judges was doing during the Rich Paul trial. Even though it's legal to talk about jury nullification in New Hampshire, this judge was focusing as much as he could on the idea that the jury must follow his instructions, that the jury must do what he says that they should do. It is his definition of what the law is, and they must follow it. And the judge did not very well acknowledge the idea of jury nullification at all. And you can't expect them to. Thanks, Mark.
They don't believe it all.
Yeah, they don't believe it. In fact, they believe that it is the devil. More coming up. Thanks for the call tonight here. 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. 855-450-3733. More on the NSA Plus, Microsoft cracking down on profanity. The profanity police now? We'll give you more about that here in moments. You can take control as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Want to cut a big flooring deal? Then get the Lumber Liquidators Holiday Coupons Flooring Sale. Save up to 10% on our incredibly low prices on pre-finished hardwood and beautiful bamboo. Save up to 20% on laminate, vinyl plank, and tools. Plus, save up to $500 on any Bella Wood pre-finished floor and get special financing and gift cards, too. Don't miss it. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday flooring coupons today.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, toll-free number here, 855-453, the Pro XPN toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. There is just enough time here for your call and thoughts. You can also connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share with you there. Lots of archives. You can delve back into years worth of Free Talk Live, all for free, at your convenience, at freetalklive.com. But let's say you're sick and tired of listening to us. There are some other great liberty-oriented shows out there.
Yeah, there's great liberty-oriented shows like you can find on lrn.fm, and School Sucks Project is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy, Jason Osborne, he runs SACL CAI. He sponsors liberty-oriented programming like Free Talk Live, like LRN.FM, because he wants people to get the liberty message. He advocates for people signing up for the AMP program because the AMP program is the most effective way to, well, help Free Talk Live to spread the message of liberty. And I'm of the opinion that Free Talk Live is the single best use of your sort of charitable liberty dollar. If you like the idea, if you think the most important ideas out there are the ideas of human freedom, and you think that Free Talk Live is successful in delivering them, then sign up for the AMP program at $5 a month.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the AMP program, Mark, because there was an important correction that James made. He was our caller who said that he was going to start giving bitcoins away to anybody that amps the show to help us out with this fundraiser we're doing, where there's a handful of folks who've decided to match up to $950 worth of contributions to Free Talk Live per month. So we were successful last month. We blew through that $950 point in totaling up all of the contributions from the AMP program that were brand new, the one-time contributions, and the Bitcoin contributions. We blew through like $2,000 worth of contributions. So we made our matching goal. So the folks who are pledged to match are ponying that up. But James is one of those people who's one of the pledged matchers. He called into the show saying that he wanted to sweeten this deal with this matching. So not only when you go to amp.freetalklive.com and you amp the show for $5 a month, is that being doubled? But James is also going to send you that amount of money that you amp. So if it's $5 that you choose, you'll get $5 worth of Bitcoin. He's going to send you Bitcoin. So all you have to do is send to me your Bitcoin address when you become a new Free Talk Live amplifier. And Johnny Ray, you were supposed to do this, but you didn't get to it yet. So when you get to it, we can send those Bitcoins over to you. But I said something last night on the show. I said that was over in November. That was my understanding of the Bitcoin deal, where you get Bitcoins if you amp the show.
Right.
He said that was not necessarily his intention. He wanted to do it until we reached that $950 point or until Christmas. So basically we've got through Christmas now on this Bitcoin deal. Some people were – I told one guy, like, I'm sorry, you're too late. It was the end of November. I was wrong. It's not through the end of November. It's through Christmas at this point. So if you've been wanting to get that Bitcoin matching deal, you want to get your first Bitcoins in some cases. A lot of the people who are doing this, they've never had Bitcoins before. So this is a way for them.
Yeah, this is just like a really easy way to buy Bitcoin.
It kind of is a way. The intention is that you'll continue giving to the AMP program on into the future. That's James's intention, and he's trying to make it a more of an attractive thing. So the AMP money goes to the Free Talk Live program and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. Daryl, who is we're paying to become our affiliate relations person. In addition to me, I also do affiliate relations. So now we have twice the people doing affiliate relations. We can make twice the phone calls to radio stations. He's already brought his first affiliate on board, which is great news. I just got one today, as a matter of fact, which we'll be announcing on Saturday night. So there's a lot of really exciting things happening behind the scenes, and it's thanks to listeners like you becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers. So thank you, and please go to amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Johnny Ray, can we burn through the rest of this NSA stuff here, the NSA Thanksgiving Turkey Day talking points handed out on a memo to their employees before they went on break?
You bet your sweet Bippy we can. Number four, the people who work for NSA are loyal.
Is his Bippy ever sweet?
How would you know?
Bippy could be anything.
I was going to say, and what is my Bippy?
I'm not sure.
The people who work for NSA are loyal Americans with expert skills who make sacrifices to help protect the freedoms we all cherish. More than 6,000 NSA cryptologists have deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan. 20 have died in the line of duty helping our troops accomplish their missions. The men and women of NSA take an oath to the Constitution. As private citizens themselves, NSA employers are acutely aware of the importance of upholding the Fourth Amendment. And they uphold it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
If you believe that one, I've got a bridge I'd like to sell you.
Five, NSA is committed to increased transparency, public dialogue, and faithful implementation of any change required by our overseers.
Overseers?
What intelligence agency advocates for increased transparency?
I mean, they're committed to it. They're not advocating.
They're spies. What kind of transparency would spies advocate for?
This is ridiculous. The reason why we have all this information about the NSA isn't because they were transparent. It's because Edward Snowden, their contractor, secured the information and released it without permission. You would have never heard anything about the NSA had it not been for these leaks.
By the way, before I finish, this memo came from Fire Dog Lake, which is a progressive content provider on the internet.
Okay.
We are committed to the protection of our people, our allies, and civil liberties and privacy. We will be more transparent in discussing the business of NSA, the work that we do, the authorities under which we operate, and the governance over them to ensure that Americans understand NSA. The president and senior administration officials are reviewing NSA's programs, and we stand ready to execute their policy guidance with our full support. Finally, we encourage the American public to work with us to define the way ahead in balancing transparency and national security. We embrace public dialogue.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm sure. That's why they have these talking points, public dialogue.
Right.
Because dialogue is about talking points.
Yeah. There you go. You believe them, right? Right, America? That's convincing. I mean, they said it over and over again there. It must be true. They're committed.
That memo is a parody of itself.
To privacy. They're committed to civil liberties and transparency. They've said it at least three times in this document. Now, isn't that one of the old rules of propaganda? just say the same thing over and over again, and people eventually start to believe it.
Yeah, I certainly don't.
Well, it's a good thing Edward Snowden's out there saying other things about the NSA and continues to do so, and we'll continue to bring you some more of that information as it gets revealed. So if you have an NSA worker in your family, that would be an interesting call, like if you could call and tell us what your Thanksgiving dinner was like, if they tried to trot these points out. So, speaking of spying and privacy, Microsoft, their new Xbox system, the new generation of video
the
game X-Bone, systems.
Some like me like to call it.
Why?
Well, it's the Xbox One, okay. So you just take XB1, X-Bone.
Got it. This is the fancy new video game system. There's now the PlayStation 4, the PS4, which is out. I guess Nintendo's had one for a little while as well. But so there's the new generation of systems. They just came out in time for the holiday season. And there's been some buzz about the Xbox, and it's not good. This is not good buzz about the Xbox. Apparently, it ships with their Kinect 2.0.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is their device that sits in your living room and can look at your movements, I guess. You could play games with it through infrared, I presume that it's using. But anyway, it can observe you. And it can also, apparently, can listen to you. So there's actually two stories here, and I'm just going to basically have to give you the gist of them.
I think the machine sees an image not unlike what the TSA screeners saw with their backscatter machines.
I haven't looked in detail. I'll certainly take your word for that. But if there's two relevant stories here. One, the one doesn't have to do with the Kinect. Just has to do with their online system. The Xbox, their Xbox Live system allows users to upload media files, including videos that they have made, perhaps of them playing one of the games or something like that. They can upload this information, and apparently the files that have been uploaded to what they call the upload studio have been monitored for violations of their code of conduct, and files containing excessive profanity will be taken down, and their owners will have access to some features on Xbox Live removed. So this is a paid service, the
no
Xbox
naughty
Live.
Words.
Right. You're paying for this service on a monthly basis, and they're saying, whoa, you can't be saying things in your own videos that you've uploaded that presumably your friends would be the ones to go and view. But so they're cracking down on profanity there. And then apparently while playing an NBA 2K14 game,
you can get a technical foul.
There's a video clip online, and I'm going to link over to this on our Facebook page, of him playing this game, this NBA game, and he's like, F this and F that, and then on screen flashes up a call technical due to bad language. So the Kinect, this device that's sitting there, it's on. It's listening to you.
Yes, that game. You can disable that if you want to.
You can disable this?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, nonetheless, kind of spooky. And really a little Orwellian. So I would want to disable that whole Kinect thing. I wouldn't want that thing even plugged in, personally. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Do you know the 7 nightmares the government is just waiting to thrust on you? As the government gets more desperate by the day, there's no limit to what they'll do. Capital controls, retirement account seizures, even gold confiscation. Now is the time to fight back. Because these things have already happened in other countries, and they're headed for U.S. soil, 7 top experts have just released their predictions for doom and gloom and how to protect your family. Go to freetalklive.com and click on the Economic Nightmares banner for the free report at freetalklive.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
get loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.